Welcome, everyone. It's that time again, every Sunday afternoon, right here on TanTalkNetwork.com. We are Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. And today is super special. Now, we say that a lot about our special days here at the radio station, but today is an amazing day because we are celebrating our 600th radio show, and that is in itself crazy, but the fact that we brought a good portion of our ministry with us is also crazy, and we're getting ready to have cake here in just a little while. And if you're nearby and you want to come down and celebrate with us, come on down. We'll give you a piece of cake and a Coke, and you'll just feel part of the family, even if you won't have this particular shirt on that we all are wearing. That's all right. Anyway, we are very, very grateful to the Lord our God because all these years, 11 and a half years, we have been doing this show every single Sunday afternoon. We've only been about two times in 11 and a half years that we've had to do a rerun because we were out of town. But for the most part, they're always live, and we are always right here excited about what God is doing. And today is pretty awesome because not only do we have six out of our eight radio team members joining us, three here locally, three coming on the phones from different states, and we're missing a couple today, but we really, for the most part, have our radio team with us today, along with our wonderful little church friends. Now, not little church friends, our church friends, right? Yes, they're a blessing. So anyway, we got Pastor Jim and Nan and Dr. Angel teeing up in there in the control room. Actually, I'm in the control room, and they're in the studio, right? That's where you are. We got a song. We're going to play a little bit while Pete gets going here. And for those of you that are new to this show, check us out on Facebook. You can go to my page or Dr. Angel's page, see us live right now. And that's pretty exciting, right, Angel? We can do that? Yes, Pete's getting us all hooked up here. So it's really exciting. And we all got to say, and those of us right here in the studio, we can celebrate what God is doing with this amazing song that I think most of us know. Here we go. Awesome God. We got a lot to be thankful for. Let's praise Him. Our God is an awesome God. Hey, those of you in the studio here, why don't you just sing along? I think it's cool. Let's do it. Can you hear okay in there? All right. Praise God. This gives us a little time for them to all get hooked up. Praise God.
Oh,
there's a lot of shouting going on in that studio in there. I think you guys mean that, right? Whoa, get your mics on, all three of you. There, now you should all be on. Praise God. Y'all on? Nan? PJ, talk. Try it again.
Am I on?
Now you are.
I know I am now.
All right. Okay. Our God is an awesome God. Welcome to the 600th show of Living the Good Life.
Bell? Ring the bell. Ring the bell.
It's back there. 600th show of Living the Good Life right here on TantalkNetwork.com. And we are excited to be here with you today. It's going to be a great day. Pete, our engineer on Thursday night for our show that Dr. Angel and I do, is put us live on Facebook, so you can go there and catch that and see the show and see everybody in our little blue shirts. Right, Dr. Angel? Are you there?
Yes, we are styling.
You're styling. All right. Okay. And in the lobby, I guess you want to call this out here, we have an amazing cake. And I don't know if the cake can be carried in there so Pete can get a picture of that or not. Is that possible? Anybody want to carry it in? Be brave and walk in there in the studio with it so Pete can get a shot of it. And are we up on Facebook? Everything good? We're good. Okay, somebody want to carry that cake in there? Here it is. There it is. Look at that. So if you're in the area and want to come down for a little piece of 600th radio show cake, there it is with a radio on it and everything. Mm-hmm. Just don't drop a Becky. All right. That's cool. Okay. We are excited about this show. Betty, are you on? No. Okay. I don't know what that is. Is there somebody on? No. Okay. Let's get off of that. Know who that was. All right, so we are glad every one of you are here today. We're going to be doing a lot of celebrating, but in particular, we're going to be talking about the Lord so much. Pastor Jim, associate pastor that you are, extraordinaire. What's all this happened to you, these 600 shows? You've been on for how many years now?
About 9, I think. I started coming to Beacon of Hope. Well, we figured out this was 10 years ago this Sunday.
Okay.
It's been about 9 years since I've been on the radio.
Right.
And I love it. I mean, I have to tell the story. When I first started, we were an hour and a half.
Right.
And the station offered us an additional half hour, no extra cost, which was wonderful. We had people saying, well, now do you think you can fill up that extra half hour? How are you going to fill it up? And all I could say was, I'm not going to have a problem with it.
Right.
I can talk all day.
You can talk all day. Can anybody say amen to that?
Amen.
Right? Yeah, he can talk all day. Yes.
So, but it's just been, like I said before, it's just a pleasure and a delight to be able to minister this way, to minister on the radio and be able to share God's word with whoever happens to be out there listening. And, I mean, I look at it as not only a ministry, but a great privilege to be able to do that all these years.
Absolutely, it is. It is. Now, Betty, do we have you? Betty, do we have you? No? That must be that guy that calls in and does that. Okay. And because of that, because we have this opportunity week after week after week, our goal has always been to get the word of God out there. Dr. Angel talked to us about that because we have been in a series right now, Signs and Wonders, out of the book of Acts. What's going on with that series and what's that meant to you?
Wow, there's a lot going on with that series. And, you know, it's the beginning of the early church and,
right.
You know, and how amazing God is still active and alive and working just as he was then today. And it
right.
just brings in that hope of God's working. Even when I'm surrounded, he's
right.
there.
Right. And there's so many times that we go through rough times in our lives. And we talk about that a lot on Living the Good Life because this is a show that really brings in personal experiences, personal tragedies, if you will, and wonderful times. And we learn so much. As we are on the show, we learn, don't we, Dr. H?
Oh, yes, we do.
Yeah, it's a blessing to be able to talk about God. And so on our new series, Signs and Wonders, we started a few weeks back. The first week was about thirsting. Pastor Jim, what does that mean to you? And then I'm going to Angel here for what the next one was.
Well, thirsting means longing for something. I mean, right. Literally, it's like longing for water.
Yes.
But otherwise, it's just hunger, like, you know, it says hunger and thirst for righteousness.
Right.
We are to have that hunger for God.
Exactly.
That need to have more of God. And, you know, if I'm hungry, I want to be fed.
Right.
And so to be hungry means I want to be fed physically or, as we talked about here, to be fed spiritually with the Word.
And that's why we do these shows, right, Angel? I mean, what's that about? I mean, that's the whole goal is feeding us spiritually that we grow and get stronger, right?
Yes, it is. And that's where our faith comes from.
Right. Our faith comes from there. Mm-hmm. Why is that?
Well, the more we hear it, the more it gets down on the inside of us.
Right. It does.
You know, and it starts to silence out, you know, the negativity we hear from others, ourselves, right. The world, whatever.
Right. It does. Betty, now do we have you on the air?
I hear.
Ah, good. I think we've had somebody that's been calling and it's not on our show. So that's all right. We got you back now, Betty. Betty Thomas, her husband Joe, and her daughter Megan came to my church when I pastored in Indiana. Clear back, Betty. I cannot tell you how many years, but Megan was 9 years old. And so Megan is like 35. So subtract that. That's how many years ago that was. Long time ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, it doesn't seem that long ago, but, you know, even though, you know, the miles separate us, we're still brothers and sisters in the spirit.
Amen. Amen. And we had hoped you would come for this show, but you were not able to do that. You and your husband just moved up to Michigan to be near Megan. We'll hear from Megan later on the show. And I want to say to both you and Angel, this whole thing of thirsting and then waiting was the second one. The third one was experiencing. Last week we talked about testifying and talking about what God is doing in our lives. Why is that important, Angel? Why do we have to learn to testify? And today it's declaring, and it goes right along with testifying. So why is that important?
Well, when we declare what God is doing, it encourages other people, and it like gives them hope and gives them, you know, that God is really working here. And, you know, sometimes, especially when you're in the waiting, it can feel like, is God ever going to do anything? Is this ever going to change? And so when you hear people declaring, yes, God is moving and this is what he's done for me,
yes,
it fills others with faith and hope.
It does. It does. And so for those that get discouraged, because we all do from time to time, don't we, dear Betty?
Oh, yes, ma'am. You know, even though we have that closer walk with Jesus, there are times that, you know, our spirit, we are down. We can get discouraged, but you know, our faith keeps our head above water, and we begin to understand that, you know, the more we're in the Word, the more that discouragement stays at bay, and that's when Jesus can really work in us, is when we seek Him and declare in His presence. It's just it absolutely amazes me what happens when we actually declare and believe and can see miracles happen.
Absolutely. We're going to talk about that declaring word today quite a bit. But Jim, the whole premise of this show, why we've been doing this for 600 shows, which is 11 and a half years, is because we believe that the Word of God changes our lives. Do you want to speak to that, PJ?
Sure. You know me, like I said earlier, I can talk all day.
Yes, you can.
The Word is living.
Agree.
The Word is living and active, and it does change us. It is our food. Jesus said that He was the bread of life,
right?
And that the life that He had was His flesh, and we know the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus is the living Word, and He breathed out the Bible.
Yes,
to all the different writers, from Moses all the way to John in the book of Revelation. And just in the same way that material food feeds our bodies,
right,
the Bible itself, because it is the living Word of God, feeds our spirits.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we have, again, getting back to that, being hungry for that. And that's why we do this, is to A, hopefully get people hungry.
Right.
And then to get them fed.
Absolutely. So, Betty, you didn't grow up memorizing the Word of God, did you, in your life?
No, ma'am, I did not. I wish I had have, but it was just one of those things where, you know, you heard the name Jesus at Christmas, and that was about it.
At Christmas? Okay. Right.
Yeah, at Christmas.
Unless it was used in other ways.
Right. But it's so important.
In my family, yes.
Yes, yeah, that was okay.
Mine too.
Okay, so for a lot of our listeners, I believe that the whole concept of the Word of God coming alive, it did in the person of Jesus, but also the Word of God comes alive to us as we read it, as we hear songs that motivate us. Why is that so important, Angel? Why are we spending this time today? Of course, we get cake, so that's good. So y'all go ahead and cut it and eat it. Feel free. And if anybody's local nearby and you want to stop by and have a piece of cake, we will welcome you to stop by. But Angel, why is this so important? What's going on in us that we need the Word of God?
Well, first of all, it's the truth.
Right.
And I think it's so easy for us to take in so much untruth and flat out lies. And, you know, we tell them to ourselves. Other people are telling it to us. And that the truth is what you can put your faith and what you put your hope and where, you know, the power comes from. And the more we feed it, the more it grows inside of us. And we start starving out all the lies that are coming around and untruths that are coming towards us and discouraging us.
And I think for a lot of people that have not tried it, you know, that they don't know the power of the Word of God in their life, we simply say to you, try it, get some good Bible teaching like these shows. There's tons of them, 600 of them actually. So you can go to our podcast here on tantalknetwork.com, go to Podcasting and Living the Good Life, which is the name of the show, and you can really get some word down on the inside of you. And how important is that, Dr. Angel?
Well, that's where we get our strength, our energy, our hope. Like, that's what helps us press forward and grow and
right.
mature.
Exactly.
And then we have some, you know, God's working and we can declare to others, because if he can do it for me, he can do it for you. And if he can do it for you, he can do it for me.
You just said the D word, declare.
Yes, I did.
Right? That's the word of the hour today, correct?
Yes.
So, Betty, when we are convinced of who God is for us and that we need his word in our lives, then it's easier to declare, hey, wait, this works for me. And PJ, do you have a comment on that? And then we'll go to Betty.
No, that's fine. Keep going.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead, Betty, with your comment here about declaring, because it's so important.
Well, I believe that when you speak the Word of God, that it comes alive. I think it brings forth life. It brings forth living water, like you had talked about previously. And when we declare it, it gives us like a stake in the ground. It tells people that, you know, I'm standing, I am believing, I am not going to be moved.
Right.
And it gives us that faith. It gives us that incredible amount of faith. It keeps us faced up. It
exactly.
declares to the devil that I'm going to stand, and I'm going to stand firm on what I believe. And there is no opposition. There is no power in hell that can form against me, that can stop me when I declare the Word of God.
That's right.
Because there's power. There's power in the Word. There's power in our words. We can either tear people down or we can build people up. And when we declare God's Word, it sets things in motion.
It does.
It begins to speak life into maybe a situation that we're going through, a financial crisis that we're going through, even a separation of life, of any sort of life. When you speak that Word of God and you speak his promises, things happen.
Yeah.
And they can happen quickly, or again, sometimes we have to be in the waiting room. We have
right.
to be in that area to be able to stand, but we've got to stand and stand firm and declare with our mouth.
Right. We have to. And it's a learning process, but there is joy that comes as we learn to really declare God's word over ourselves. And it's one thing to read it. It's another thing to have somebody teach it to you. And here's where I'm going to bring you in, Angel. And Nan, we're going to pick you up where Angel is going to be here in a moment. Angel's going to have to cut out early to go to a meeting. But Angel, when we just read it, when we just hear it, that's a dimension. And you and I talk a lot on our Thursday night show about the different dimensions of hearing, how important that is. But when you actually put it into action, you want to talk about that a little?
Well, yeah, absolutely. So, you know, when it comes to like learning stuff, you know, what we read or what we talk about, we really only gain about 25% and retain about 25% of that information. But when we put it into action, when we practice it,
yes,
we are retaining 85% of that.
Whoa, so, whoa, whoa. Let's go back over that.
Yes.
Come on. Let's give us that again. That's a good number there.
When you're reading something,
yeah,
or when you're talking about something, we're, you know, to learn, we're only retaining about 25% of that information.
Okay.
But as we put it into practice, we're retaining 85% of that information, which means it's really getting down on the inside of us and it's becoming a part of who we are.
So when we actually declare,
mm-hmm,
what God's word says about me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll take this, give you an example. Nahum 1:7, one of my favorite verses, says, "The Lord is good and a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knows all those who put their trust in him." Everybody get that? Nahum 1:7, "The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knows all those who put their trust in him." And so, Betty, there are times in our lives where we find that the devil has been whispering in our ears saying, you know, God's really mad at you because you really blew it here, you blew it there. And, you know, God, you're just out here alone. There's nobody around you. And have any of you ever heard things like that? I mean, the devil does that, right? Yes. And so Betty talked to us about how declaring a scripture like that can change your mindset. Talk to me about that.
Well, you know, it begins, once you begin to read the word, you begin to pronounce, you know, the scriptures, is it sets something in motion. And what it
right
does is it sets the standard to be able to defeat the devil.
Right.
And one of the things that, you know, if you have is a list of scriptures that when you feel discouragement coming on, if you feel sadness coming on, there is a scripture for everything that you feel in the Bible. One of the things that you feel like if you're not loved is that, you know, Jesus loves us no matter what.
Right.
Jesus died on the cross for us. So
right,
you can see that once you start declaring it, once you start, your brain starts picking all of this up, is that you begin a habit. And a habit is to keep repeating day after day after day the word of God, because
right,
that's what makes us stronger. That's what sets the devil to, you know, to flee from us, is the word of God. And it's so important to understand that our mouth, our tongue, is vital to be able to tell people exactly what God has done for us, to declare and tell people, this is my testimony. You know, Jesus died for me. He loves me, and he loves you.
Right.
So, you know, whenever you speak, can lift, and I've said this before sometime, this just here recently, is that you can lift people up with the word of God.
You can, and, yes.
And not necessarily, you know, even someone else, but you.
That's right. Well, this morning we were talking, and last week a little bit, about this miracle in Acts chapter 3, where Peter and John are going up to the temple and pray. And they had no idea this was about to happen. There is a man sitting there who is a beggar because he's never been able to walk all his years, 40 years. And he's sitting there, and he asked them for a handout. He expected to get money. What he got was Peter looking at him and saying, I have not a nickel, it says in the Message Bible. I don't have a nickel to my name. But what I do have, I give to you in the name of Jesus. Rise up and walk. And Peter takes his hand, his right arm, and takes it down to the guy and just pulls him up on his feet. And the man stands, and his ankles, by standing. The man did not sit there and argue, by the way, people. Do you know what a lot of times we do? We just think, oh, no, that can't happen. Oh, no, God, oh, God can never move in my situation. It's so bad. and we bellyache about it instead of believing God for the miracle. This man, I think it all happened so quick, he didn't have much time to think. And Peter reaches down and grabs him by the arm, and he just lifts him up, and he stands up, and suddenly his little feet and his little ankles, they're working. Whoa, that's crazy. And his immediate response was he begins to jump and praise God. And oh, what life would be like, Angel, if more of us jumped around and danced around and praised God, even when we can't see that he's working in our lives, that we're praising God in the midst of it.
Yeah, that would definitely be a huge faith builder, just for us personally, but right. for everyone watching us, right. too, going through that. You know, when I think about going back to the beggar, you know, he was asking for one thing, but God did a whole different thing. And that happens for us so much. You know, we think this is what we need.
Yes.
And but we really, you know, he knows exactly what it is that we need. We don't even know how to ask for what we need sometimes.
And so often we're too timid. A lot of us mm-hmm. believe that God wants to do something, but we're not sure that he will. We know, it's in the Word. He wants to heal my body, but will he really? Will he do that for me, Pastor Jim? I think this is where a lot of us fall down because we think we're not worthy. We think that we have done too much that was not, you know, worthy of God doing what we need done.
Yeah, been there, done that.
Right.
And in a sense, that's bad-mouthing God.
Oh, there you go.
We minimize what Jesus did on the cross if we think that way.
Right.
And I don't mean to sound harsh, but if I don't think that Jesus' blood was enough to cleanse me from my sins, I mean, if I've asked for forgiveness,
right,
then it's gone.
Right.
I mean, Jesus took all that before the Father.
Right.
And I'm so thankful about that.
Exactly.
Because that's why I can come before God.
Amen.
It says, you know, through him, through Jesus, we have access by the Holy Spirit to the Father.
To the Father.
Because of what Jesus did, Hebrews says we can come boldly before the throne of grace.
Yes.
Not timidly. I mean, you know, not like we knock the doors off when we come into the Holy of Holies, but we don't have to come in cringing. I mean, just follow me on this. Like the cowardly lion before the Wizard of Oz. We don't have to be that way.
You okay,
know, where
right.
He's kind of on the floor all sprawled out and, you know, all scared. We don't have to be that way. We can come before God with boldness because of what the blood has done. If we truly believe that, then my sins are gone.
Right.
When God sees me, he basically sees Jesus.
Right.
He sees Jesus' righteousness on me. Ooh, that'll preach.
That will, yeah.
And that's why we don't have to be afraid. But so many of us are because we just don't believe that, I know about the blood, but I'm just not sure if maybe I'm not cleansed. I don't know.
Right.
Okay. Either you are or you aren't. Either you believe or you don't.
So that's why the importance of the Word of God, and that as we get into it, we begin to learn, and we either accept what God says about us with the blood of Jesus, etc. And this man that had not walked all his life, you don't see him arguing. You don't see a verse or two of this man going, oh, I don't think anything can happen here. I'm just, you know, forget that, Peter.
Well, I agree. I don't know that he had time to think
Probably
about
didn't
it.
Have time.
Sometimes, and I saw this little meme on Facebook, we overthink.
We do.
Things. And he just didn't really have time to think. Peter said, in the name of Jesus Christ, get up and walk. He took him by the right hand and pulled him up. He didn't have time to do anything.
Boy, that's so good. Word of God speak. Love this song. That's what it's all about. Word of God speak to us today.
Finding myself at a loss for words, and the funny thing is, it's okay. The last thing I need is to be heard, but to hear what you would say. Word of God speak. Would you pour down like rain finding myself in the midst of you, beyond the music, beyond the noise. All that I need is to be with you, and in the quiet hear your voice.
Love that song. Love that song. Woo! We're going to try to get as many as our radio team members in here as we can. And Nan's going to join us on this segment. Cindy Henderson, are you on the line? I don't believe she is yet. So we'll, as soon as she calls in, we'll add her, Nan. We're going back, if you have your Bibles, we're going to go back into chapter 4 of Acts for just a moment. Because when Peter and John did that miracle, and when that miracle happened through Peter and John, the whole city was in an uproar, and they were arrested, and they had to go and stand before the religious leaders and explain what they had done and why they had done it. And they actually told them, Peter spoke very boldly in Acts chapter 4, and Peter says that this happened because of the name of Jesus. In fact, if you look at Acts 4, verse 8, it says, Peter, full of the Holy Spirit, let loose. And he began to really say what had happened. And he said in those verses, hey, this happened because Jesus, the Son of God, came to this earth and performed these miracles. And Jesus is the one who was able to heal the sick. And when he went back to heaven, he encouraged us to do miracles and do these things. Lay hands on the sick, pray for people. And he, I mean, Peter was just telling them like it is, and they didn't like it. They didn't like it at all, Nan. And I think sometimes when people have not been in the Word of God very long, or they really not much at all, when you start talking about the power in the Word and in the name of Jesus, it kind of scares some people, don't you think?
It does scare the people. You know, they, because there's such power in that name.
Yeah, there is.
There's such power in that name. And people, you know, it's not a frightening thing.
Right.
But many times they do become frightened. It's just they don't know what to do with it, basically.
Well, Peter gives the credit where the credit is due, right, which I love. And Peter says, wait a minute, it's not us. It's not us. And we would say the same thing right here on this 600th show. This is not us. This is, we are simply vessels who have a conviction, who believe that the Word of God, that we just played that song, the Word of God speaks to us, that the Word of God is alive and full of power. And because of that, we do these shows. And because of that, Peter reached his hand down to this man that was crippled and said, you know, be healed in the name of Jesus.
Well, you talked about us doing the shows. I mean, how often, like every time, we walk out of this studio,
right,
with our stuff gathered in, our Bibles, our notebooks, the headphones, whatever, and we talk about what a great show it was, how the anointing of God was truly on the show. And, you know, we do that every Sunday when we walk out. It is
actually
exciting,
yeah,
you know?
Actually, it is, because it's not that we plan. We have very general idea. I'm not even sure what songs we're going to do yet today, because we're just letting the Holy Spirit lead as we go. But because of that, it is God's show.
Right.
I mean, that. Why is that important, Ann?
Well, the source of people need to tap into is God.
Right. Absolutely.
Is God. And we are just here as vessels.
Right. That's it.
As conduits.
Right.
To be able to allow that love, that knowledge, everything to shine through us to, you know, to shine his love and everything shine through us to the people. It's
right.
not us and it's not about us. It's all about him.
That's exactly right. Pastor Jim, join us with this conversation here, because that is so very true, that it is not us and that he gets all the glory and the praise. And we want to be careful today to keep getting that theme out there that, yeah, we're proud of doing 600 shows, but not proud in the way of look at us. You say, well, you're on Facebook today. Yeah, we are. Why are we?
Well, it is a celebration, but all the glory goes to God. And this is a way to preserve it in another medium. I mean, just like you do the weekly Facebook posts.
Or when I get around to it.
When, yeah, I wasn't going to say that.
Okay.
But I mean, yeah, we do it because we want to get the word out there. And it's not, again, it's not so, yeah, look at us, look how great we are, 600 shows. Who can compete with that?
That's not what we're about.
What we're about is getting the word out and giving all the glory to God. Because,
yes.
And I pray that comes across in every show. I mean, I think it does.
I do, too. I pray that it does. Because the whole goal is to give God the glory.
Right, exactly. And to spread his word.
Yes.
And if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't have been doing this for 9 years.
Well, that's right. And so when we say this is a cool landmark or benchmark or whatever you want to call it, it's just kind of an accomplishment, I suppose, in some ways. But I think the greater thing is praise God for all these opportunities for 11 and a half years that we've been right here. And Cindy Henderson, if you're listening, go ahead and call in. Nan, would you comment on that? Because, you know, when we think about accomplishments, we think about things that we've done, right? But that's not what this is. This is to the glory of God and get the word of God out to encourage people that they can become stronger in spiritually, emotionally, mentally than they've ever been before.
I'd like to stress again just what you just said, what Pastor Jim has said. It's not about us. It's all about him.
That is.
And, you know, it's important. You know, in the lives of people, we mark birthdays, we celebrate. People been married. My parents were married 50 years. We celebrated 60 years. We celebrated. It's just a time of celebration of just gathering together people who love each other and care for each other and have something that they're celebrating. And that's just what we're doing here, is celebrating that God has seen us through 600 shows. And it's all about him. It's not about us at all.
Well, in the end of Acts chapter 4, we see that after Peter and John were hauled in front of the officials, and they were told not to speak in the name of Jesus again. And so, of course, they just quit doing that, right, Pastor Jim?
Oh, yeah, right. Of course,
they just said, let's be afraid. They're going to put us in jail if we speak the name of Jesus.
They went back to the church and they got everybody together and they prayed. And I find it interesting. They didn't pray for vengeance.
No.
On the Sadducees. They just said, look, God, you know, Lord, you know what's happening. You know we're being persecuted. And then Peter says in verse 29, now, Lord, look on their threats.
Yeah, look at their threats.
You know we're getting threatened. And grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word by stretching out your hand to heal, that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant, Jesus.
Whose hand?
Yeah, God's hand.
God's hand, not our hand.
God's hand. No, absolutely not. It's God's hand that reaches out and does that. And I just find it... You know, sometimes I think if it was me, I'd, you know, oh, God, I want you to send down your avenging angels and wipe them out.
Would you really do that, PJ?
Well, probably not.
Okay. That's good to know.
But
scares
me. There's that part of us that would want that, you know.
Right.
And yet they said, okay, Lord, you know what they did. Now give us boldness, because we're not going to shut up.
Right.
And the next verse says, and when they had prayed, the whole place where they were assembled together was shaken.
Why?
The Holy Spirit fell again and just shook that place.
And when the Holy Spirit is moving, and we believe the Holy Spirit moves today, and we have taught on this a lot in the last 2 or 3 weeks. And if you missed any of our recent shows, go here to tantalknetwork.com, go to podcast Living a Good Life, and catch up, because the Holy Spirit is active and present today. He is working right now in this show. He is working in each of our individual lives. And he wants to do something fresh in you, in each of us. Nan, why is that so important that we know that, that he's working? He was working in Peter and John here when they threatened him. And they said, don't you ever speak the name of Jesus. And Peter goes, really? Are you kidding me? Forget that noise. Of course we're going to. We can't help but talk about it.
Well, we share our life's experiences with people.
Right.
And
you tend to do that quite a bit.
I do.
Yes, you do.
Oops. Yeah. I do. Well,
would you all out there, peanut gallery, would you all agree? Yeah, they're all shaking
their
heads.
They're all shaking
their heads. Yeah, they know you do that. Well, yeah, it's a chorus of people going, yeah, man, you do.
I see them through the window. But, you know, it's important. You know, we're kind of laughing here, but it's important to me to share my stories with people.
Sure.
Because if I go through a difficult time of something and God sees me through that difficult time, he's going to see other people through similar difficult times. I want to share with people, give glory to my God,
right,
and share with people that you can make it through this too. And that's why I share so many of my stories all the time.
Well, but we want you to.
Well, I,
because,
I want
to again, we're on the talk about declaring last right. week, testifying. And so often people are timid. They're so kind of shy sometimes when it, you know, it's one thing to not talk about politics. And then some people say, well, I don't like to talk about religion either. Well, OK, religion. What? How about talking about what Jesus is doing, yes, in your life? You don't have to discuss theology and whether Jesus is coming back before the rapture or after the rapture. OK, if that makes you fight, don't do it. But if you talk about how great God is and that he's doing something fresh in your life, Pastor Jim, don't we want to share that? Don't you want to share that Jesus is doing something in your life?
Absolutely. And it's the next verse here after the place got shook. The place got shook. Says they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God with boldness. And, you know, God answered their prayer. They spoke the word. They were in one accord. And in verse 33 of chapter 4, it says, with great power the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Now, that's good news. And as they spoke the word, people got saved. People, you know, there were two things going on. They spoke the word. They didn't back down. And God witnessed to his word with signs and wonders.
With signs and wonders. I love Graham Cook's definition of grace. He talks about God's empowering presence in our lives that allows us to rise above what we are not to become all that he is. I don't know if I can say that again if you want to write it down, but it is way too cool. Graham Cook says, grace really is God's empowering presence within us that allows us to rise above what we are not to become all that he is. Because when we have grace, we can actually so many times find ourselves speaking more eloquently than we thought we could. And his anointing and his grace, and it just changes us. And we see Peter and John standing here. Peter had been so timid just a few weeks before that he denied Jesus 3 times the night of the crucifixion when they were questioning Jesus. Yet here Peter is boldly saying, oh, really? You're trying to tell us to not speak the name of Jesus? Well, whether that's okay with you or not, I don't know, but it's not okay with us. We can't help but talk. Nan?
Pastor Jim read it. I want to read this in the message. I love what it said. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit and continued to speak God's word with fearless confidence.
I love fearless confidence.
I love that. I just love that.
I love that. And because so often we do allow our fear, our timidity to keep us. Second Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Now, we can all take that. We all need all that. 2 Timothy 1, 7, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and sound mind. So if we are fearful and timid, where is that coming from? Timothy said, that doesn't come from God. Peter said, hey, I'm sorry, you want us to stop using that name? Well, we can't. We just can't. That's just not going to work. We just can't. Woo! PJ, comment on that before I get to this next song.
Okay, well, yeah. We just need to remember that, I mean, fear is a big motivator in the wrong direction, of course. But they were not afraid. We're going to find out here a little later. They all get hauled back into jail.
They all get hauled back into jail?
Yeah, and same thing. And Satan will intimidate.
Right.
Whatever, you know, intimidate and use whatever manipulation he can to keep, so we can keep our mouths shut.
Right.
Because our faith, what we believe, gets manifested when we speak it out.
Right.
You know, we, as Paul wrote in Romans chapter 4, we're like God who calls those things that are not as though they were.
Right.
And we do that by faith. But if Satan can say, oh, Nan, do you really believe that? Just like he did to Eve in the garden.
Right.
Did God really say?
Yeah.
You know, if he can make us doubt the promises, but we just have to go beyond fear.
Yeah.
And speak it out.
Speak it out. Megan will be joining us in a moment after this wonderful song by Paul Baloche, Your Name. I love this. That's what we're talking about. It's what Peter and John were talking about. That's what healed the man, the name of Jesus.
As morning dawns and evening fades, you inspire songs of praise that rise from earth to touch your heart and glorify Your name is a strong and mighty tower. Your name is a shelter like no other. Your name, let the nations sing it louder, 'cause nothing has the power to save but your name.
Wonderful song. I love it. Your name. Strong and mighty tower. And it so is. Megan, are you? Well, Megan's not on, is she, Betty? Are you on, Betty?
Okay. Cindy's on.
Huh?
Cindy's on.
Where are you? All right, Cindy.
Cindy's been on since the beginning.
Oh, my gosh. Cindy didn't realize it was you. You should have told me. I thought it was somebody that had called in.
I said something, but it kind of got lost.
Didn't hear you. Sorry, didn't hear you. Talk to us, Cindy, okay. about what we've been talking about and about the importance of the name of Jesus and how Peter and John, what the boldness that they had to say all this, don't you think?
Well, the Bible says that the word, which of course is Jesus, is sharper than a two-edged sword, and it's so such a precise instrument. It can separate bone from marrow, so that it's better than a laser.
Right.
It's a super powerful instrument. It can be a weapon. It can be a guidance system. It's so many different things. And when we declare it, that power flows from the inside of us out into our situation and into the lives of others.
It does.
So there's a massive amount. I mean, you have creation power, the power of creation mixed with the power of resurrection.
Oh, wow.
It's a massive amount.
I like that.
Power.
Creation power and resurrection power. And it's absolutely, yeah. It's there all in the name. And we don't really comprehend, do we, Cindy, the power of the name of Jesus, I think.
And that's it. We have a powerful, powerful weapon that, I mean, his word helped create everything that we know. This
right.
The world, the universe, a vast expanding universe, and also raised Jesus from the dead. So I don't think we can even comprehend the amount of power that we have inside of us and that we can speak out into our lives and the lives of others.
Well, so true. Megan, are you on with us?
I am, Pastor.
Okay. We're going to get this straightened out now. Okay. Megan, so we've been talking about Peter and John and how they just would not give up using the name of Jesus. I don't know about you, but I can't imagine my life without the power of the name of Jesus in my life. Would you agree?
Oh, amen. Amen. I couldn't either, because just the things that I've been through in my life, without Jesus, they would have been a tragedy. And I can say that they are not a tragedy, they're a testimony. And
I
never want to picture or go down that road of life without him leading the way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because, and we see this in the book of Acts, don't we? That they were not afraid. We just talked about that, that the disciples, Peter and John and the rest of them, they were not afraid of what could happen or whatever. They boldly talked. Cindy, when we boldly talk, what happens to us when we dare to be bold about what we believe?
There's a confidence that rises in you. When you're excited about something, people catch on to that. They recognize that you're excited, that you're convinced, that you're confident about it, and that transfers to them. It's just like any relationship that we have. You know, when you're excited to be with someone, you talk about them.
Right, sure. Sure you do.
Hey, we did this, we did that, this is what happened.
Right.
And it's contagious.
It is.
And it's also something that people recall.
Right.
They'll be in a situation and the Holy Spirit will bring back something that you said to them in that situation.
Right. That's exactly right. And so with that said, think about the times that we have had. We're going through really, really tough times, Megan, and we just draw on the power of the name of Jesus and the blood of the Lamb and the Word of God. And we see miracles. We see things happen, don't we?
Oh, Pastor, we do, because, you know, just because Jesus has not come back yet doesn't mean that the miracles have stopped. It doesn't
right.
mean that healings have stopped.
Right.
It doesn't mean that your life cannot be changed because Jesus isn't physically in front of us.
Right.
He is the miracle-working man. He's still in the business, and I'm going to tell you what, the closer it gets to him coming back and the more that we learn and depend on him and the more that we lift up our prayers and we lift up our lives to him, the more we're going to see him move.
Absolutely. And let's talk about this fearless confidence that the disciples had, Pastor Jim,
because it says they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. I'm in about verse 31 of Acts chapter 4, if you're following along. And they continued to speak God's word with fearless confidence. It wasn't a one-time deal, the healing of the man at the temple. It was a continual process, even after they were threatened, right, to stop.
They just wouldn't shut up.
They wouldn't shut up.
And that's good. I mean, well, like they said earlier, we can't help but talk about what we've seen and
right.
heard.
That's right.
We can't stop talking about it. You can tell us not to. You can lock us up if you want. But we're not going to stop talking
That's
about
right.
it. We can't.
It's we almost, can't.
You know, it's almost, with Dr. Angel sitting to my left, I don't want to use the word compulsion, but.
Right. Right.
But, you know, it's almost.
We're driven.
We are driven.
We have to talk about it.
Right. It's, well, which one of the prophets was it? Isaiah? Or no, Jeremiah. Talking about it was a fire. Inside me, I couldn't hold it in. It's that same thing.
Soul on fire. I don't think I have that song with me today, but I love that song. Talk about that real quick here, Cindy, before we get up to the top of the hour.
Like I said, I go back to fire spreads quickly, and
yep, it does.
Confidence can spread quickly.
And doesn't confidence do that also? Yes, it does.
And
right.
And if you're convinced of something, if you're convinced that the message you have is right, look at protesters today. They're not afraid to go to jail for what they believe.
Right. Exactly.
They're fully prepared to do that.
Right.
And I believe that. We've gotten complacent, I guess, in our day and age because we do have the freedoms that we have. But because we have those freedoms, we should be taking full advantage of the fact that we're not going to be thrown in jail for speaking about Jesus, for talking about what he does for us. And it's simply... It doesn't have to be some grand, eloquent sermon on a street corner. It's simply letting others know what he's done in your everyday life.
There you go.
And the more you talk about it, the more confident you get about it.
That's exactly right. Yes, we are coming up on the top of the hour, which we have to do a station ID. And we want to remind you that this is our 600th show today from Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. And we are so glad to be right here with all of you and bringing in several of our radio team to talk today. So hang on. Don't go anywhere. W.